The halls of the Capitol are filled with newcomers to both houses today, in town for their freshman orientation. One of those new faces with a decidedly old-fashioned hairstyle is John Tester. The Democrat from Montana will stand out among the silk tie and manicure set in the Senate with his flat top and his burly build. Tester narrowly defeated incumbent Senator Conrad Burns in a contest marked by name-calling and negative ads. He ran as the guy next door, or at least the next field down the road. He's an organic farmer who tends the same big sky homestead that's been in his family since 1916. His new workplace will take some getting used to.
You know, we went into the Capitol, first time ever I've been in the Capitol. It's an incredible building, more than a building. When you look at all the pictures and the statues and the like in there, it's very humbling.
You campaigned as an outsider. You said you would represent the interests of the common man and, mm-hmm. and common women. What have you learned in your experience as a dryland farmer and also your experience in the state Senate out in Montana that will serve you well in Congress or in the Senate?
Well, this is a great question. I think working together is what I've learned. You have to work across party lines, not giving up your values in the process, but really coming together and working with people for the common good.
Iraq was a big issue in many campaigns, including yours. If the voters sent you here with a message or a mission, what do you understand that to be?
Well, I think it's to be more responsive to the people, ultimately, more than anything. I think people aren't happy with Iraq. That doesn't take a nuclear physicist to figure that one out. I think the first thing that has to be done is we have to develop a plan.
And when you say we, you mean the Democrats?
Or I think
the Democrats
executive
working?
And legislative branch need to develop a plan that works. The other thing is this. Montana's a... Heck, it's probably no different anywhere else in the United States. There's a lot of middle-class folks that are working hard to pay their bills, and we need to do some things to help them.
You come from a part of the country that espouses and actually embraces a very sort of strict brand of fiscal conservatism. I'm wondering if you're a bit out of step with your party on that. If you look at many of the things that are sort of topping the Democratic agenda, most of them require the investment of money, require actually spending more money.
It's about priorities. I will tell you, in the case of education, you have to make the investment if you're going to get the return. There's no doubt about that, but it's a proven fact the return is there if you make the investment. It really is about priorities. It's about priorities. It's about doing things that make sense, like you don't do no-bid contracts in Iraq. That doesn't make any sense. You negotiate for drug prices. That makes sense. I mean, there's certain things that are just flat no-brainers that we need to do.
Given your fiscal conservatism, are you willing, in some cases, to cross the aisle, to actually vote against your party and perhaps join forces with Republicans?
Yeah, I've done it before in the Montana Senate. When push comes to shove, I'll be representing the people first.
When you get that call from the Senate leaders and they start to circle you, it's easy to say that now, but if it's a tight vote, how difficult will that be?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm currently president of the Montana Senate. We went through a situation where we had, 27, 23 out of a 50-member body, and never once did I ever put pressure on somebody. I said, you know, we'd like to have you vote this way, and they would say, can't do it because of this, or sure, not a problem, I was going to do that. When the Senate leadership comes around me and gathers around me and says, we need you to vote this way, I'm going to tell them exactly why I can or cannot vote that way. Hopefully it's a respectful enough body where they'll give you enough room to represent your constituents. If they don't, I guess there will be a parting of the ways.
When you get here in Washington, is it going to be hard for you to spend so much time away from your land and all those big skies out in Montana?
Let me tell you, I'm a farmer. Always will be a farmer. When I die, I'll be a farmer. It's something that I've wanted to do since I was 8 years old. I can tell you also that I see opportunity slipping away for our kids. I can't make changes 12 miles west of Big Sandy, but I can make changes in Washington, D.C. It's going to be difficult, but the truth is that I will enjoy the challenges of developing policy that works long-term for our people. That motivates me almost as much as agriculture.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
It is entirely my pleasure.
John Tester, he's the Democratic senator-elect from the state of Montana.